Simply Authentic is the podcast where realtors and referral partners get the conversations they actually want to hear. I'm Crystal Forbes with Great American Title, a family-owned and operated title company with over 30 years serving the real estate community. We provide title and escrow services for both Missouri and Kansas with locations throughout Southwest Missouri. We focus on providing exceptional customer service and trustworthy, reliable title insurance coverage. Our relationships with other industry professionals are why we are able to make dreams come true one closing at a time. Great American Title is proud to sponsor the Simply Authentic podcast, bringing the most relevant, real, and sometimes challenging conversations that help all of us get better. Tune in, subscribe, and let's keep this industry moving forward together. Simply Authentic, recorded at the Gershman Mortgage Studios, available wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to the Simply Authentic podcast with Angie and Tanya. We are real estate pros, entrepreneurs, leadership gurus, and community enthusiasts. Our passion is sharing our experiences to enrich the lives of others. We hope to inspire you to live authentically.
Welcome back to the Simply Authentic podcast. I'm Tanya Murfin.
And I'm Angie Mullings. And it is very exciting to be back in the studio. We both took a couple of weeks off.
We did. We went on vacations at the same time, oddly enough. Yes. We didn't plan it that way, nope. But it ended up that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Two different spots, but we both just really needed the break and came back rejuvenated and relaxed and all the good things.
Amazing.
And today we're talking about change and transition.
We are.
Because Tanya went on vacation and then she came back and made a big announcement. So I want you to tell our listeners what your announcement was, because obviously people in the real estate industry probably have heard, but you know, a lot of our listeners aren't in the real estate industry. And what we're going to talk about today is what led up to the change, and we're going to talk about how that affects you emotionally and all those things. So, Tanya, what did you do?
Well, before I go into the story, I was thinking the other night, trying to make my notes about this podcast. Uh-huh. And I wrote down just some kind of emotions I have with it.
Yeah.
So I wrote down, a change takes consideration. It takes a well thought out plan. It takes time. And then maybe more than that, it takes bravery and a humble mindset.
That's good. That's good.
So those are just some of the emotions that I've felt about this change. And the change itself, if you don't know, is after 13 years, my partner Shannon Todd and I decided to call it quits with our brokerage, Southwest Missouri Realty. And actually, I made in my announcement in the future, I'm going to have to change that. So I'm just realizing that I've got to start practicing that at home in front of my mirror of what company I'm with. Yeah. So we decided to take our company and merge it with Murnee. And we come from experience with Murnee. I don't know if a lot of our listeners will remember this or even know this, but when we started this company 13 years ago, we came from Murnee. So there were
all four owners came from Murnee.
Correct. Okay. There were seven agents. Four were owners when we started Southwest Missouri Realty. And we were at Murnee when we left there and started this company.
Gotcha.
So the merger back with Murnee just felt right. And it was something we were already experienced with somewhat, felt comfortable with. We knew the brokers well. And so when we started thinking about where we're going to go, that just made sense.
You know, that's funny that you say you're going to have to practice what you what company you're with now. I can't imagine. I've been Century 21 my entire real estate career. If I switched, I'd have to, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's just part of your, you know.
I'm
Tanya with Southwest Missouri Realty, you know. It's probably just, you don't even think about it. So,
so anybody that hears me say that from here on out, you're going to have to just kindly say, no, you're not anymore. You're not. You're with Murnee. So, big transition and big news. And it's been an overwhelming week.
So, we want this to be applicable to everyone, right? Not just people in real estate. And so you made the decision to close a business. So how did you, let's go back to how you decided that that was, the timing was right and you needed to do that.
Yeah, and that's a great question. There's obviously, you can't make a quick plan trying to change a business and, and do and close a business and then move to a new business. So I want to start by saying about 8 years ago, a little over, an opportunity came our way and came across mine and Shannon's plate that made us start thinking about the future. And I'm going to also say this, Angie, that when we started this company 13 years ago, we knew that one of our partners, Frank Lorenz, had a five-year plan because he was in his mid-60s when we did this.
Okay.
And 13 years ago, and he said, in 5 years, I'm going to retire.
Okay.
So he put that out there to begin with. So all three of us, Shannon, Barry Dickman, and I, knew that he had 5 years.
Okay.
Well, he was true to that.
Okay.
He, when 5 years hit, and it goes by fast.
Yes, it does.
He knew that he was ready for a buyout. Well, one thing that we never planned in our business plan was how to buy out a partner. So I tell that piece of information because those of you out there who are who have opened a business maybe 20 years ago and or 2 years ago and you have planned everything, but when you close the doors, you need to sit down with your partners or yourself or your accountant or whomever and make a plan of what that could look like and either be putting money aside for it. Because, you know, given the type of business that we're in, it that was, it, oddly enough, that was never a plan we made. So when 5 years down the road came, it kind of hit us by surprise, like, oh my gosh, we've not planned for this buyout at all.
Right.
And I think in the end, it ended up being maybe a year or two after that five-year mark that we actually bought Frank out.
Okay.
But it came quicker than we thought it would.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing I want to say. But that opportunity 8 or 9 years ago started Shannon and I thinking, what will we do and what would that look like when we do decide that it's time to shut the business down. And I've prayed about it since then. So I just want to lay that foundation that, you know, I pray about everything, but when God has a plan for you and you start praying about that, for him to line it up and to line everything up, the way this is all lined up this year has been amazing that he showed us the way.
Right.
So I want to say that because it's all been his plan. But in the last 5 to 6 to 7 years, when we learned that Frank definitely wanted out, we needed to figure out how to buy him out.
Right.
That was in itself a process. So in the last 7, 8 years that we have bought Frank out, we also bought Barry out. And Barry moved out of state. And he didn't have a plan to do that. It just, an opportunity just came to him. It happened. And we ended up buying both of them out back to back. And then in 2021, 22, you know, we all had crazy real estate years.
Right.
That you were working night and day, not only as a realtor, but as a business owner. It added so many contracts and so many listings into your business that we were working longer hours than we'd ever worked. And so surviving that, and then we owned a building with Frank and Barry, and the time was right. After COVID, we had so many more people working from home that we didn't need that big building. So we ended up selling a building, and we moved our office 5 years ago to an office over on South National that was smaller, made more sense, and we became, leasors at the time. We weren't owners anymore. We didn't want to own a building. We started leasing space. Mm-hmm. So all of those changes in the business itself, where Shannon and I now are the sole owners, mm-hmm. and we're running this business on our terms and how we want to run it, all of those changes kind of lead up to making this decision.
Okay.
And then I want to add, personally, what's happened with my life in the last 5 years mm-hmm. has been, I have 3 grandbabies now, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and the first one came in 2020, mm-hmm. which completely changed my life.
Right.
And have one daughter that has gotten married in the last 5 years. She's mm-hmm. the one with the 3 babies. Mm-hmm. And both of my daughters, especially Madden, has started working with me. Mm-hmm. So she started working with me in 2020 as well. Mm-hmm. So my business has kind of been transformed from just having a transaction coordinator to having a family business.
Yes.
And that's been a lot. I've talked about that before.
Yes.
Learning to
yes.
work with your children
yeah.
in their young 20s is difficult.
Yes.
And so Madden and I have, you know, we've been through a lot just trying to figure out how to be mother and daughter and how to be boss and
separate that.
And separate all mm-hmm. of that. So mm-hmm. I say all of that, that a lot has happened in the last 8 or 9 years,
yes.
personally, professionally, where praying about when the time comes, show me the path.
Mm-hmm.
Show me that it's time, because mm-hmm. the last thing we want to do as a business owner, and you can probably attest to this, mm-hmm. is go out on a low note.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to at least go out on a high note.
Mm-hmm.
And I also know in the last year, in the last few years, that I take a day off with my babies mm-hmm. and I babysit.
Mm-hmm.
It has shown me that I really want to put as much time as I have into mm-hmm. my grandchildren
sure.
and into my daughters. Mm-hmm. You know, right now, most of the time I see my daughters is either picking up grandkids, dropping grandkids off,
right.
and or in a work setting.
Right.
And I want to change that.
Yeah.
You know, as bizarre as that sounds, yes, I see my daughters outside of work. But a lot of times it's just in those settings.
Yeah.
And I need to be better about making time for them mm-hmm. and knowing them outside of SWM Realty
yeah.
and work and being a realtor. Mm-hmm. I want to know them as a mom. I want to I want our friendship as mom and daughters to look different than mm-hmm. what it looks right now.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, when baby 3 was announced mm-hmm. back in the spring, it just hit me that it's time. And maybe my level of passion of being an owner broker
mm-hmm.
has digressed, and I'm not as excited about it. And I needed to be honest with myself about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I have lots of agents that attitude mm-hmm. and that lack of, you know,
passion
pride and passion
mm-hmm.
really affects them too.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ask them, I'd say now in hindsight that everybody knows about it, they'd probably say, yeah, I could see that happening.
Yeah.
And it's not fair to them to continue to run a business that I don't have that same passion that I've had the last 12 years for.
Right. Right.
So that's kind of where, that's the truth. That is the gospel of where my heart has been.
Yeah.
And now where my heart has kind of transformed into being.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. Yes. You, as business owners, you grew a business. You always want to go out on a high note when you've poured yourself into something. But let's face it, after you've been in the business 25, 30 years, whatever it is, no matter what the business, it's just human that you would start to feel a little less interested, a little, life happens in those years.
Yes.
And it tends to take you in some different directions. And in order to stay on top of that passion, like, we both still have a lot of passion for the industry. There's no doubt about that.
Yes.
We wouldn't do this podcast if we didn't have a passion for the industry and the people in it and the people that we want to benefit from our knowledge. But so the passion is still there for the industry. It's just that sometimes as a business owner, I think it's great that you did some self-reflection and mm-hmm. you realized that really your heart wasn't in managing anymore.
Right.
even though you still enjoy the business. So,
yes.
And there is a difference.
There is.
There's
absolutely.
There's a difference.
Yes.
So, you know, you kind of started out talking about that there is a lot of emotion around that, and you spoke to that a little bit. But now, as you made that decision, so the decision's made, you've come to terms with that, then what are the emotions around the process? And as you said, it doesn't happen overnight. And anyone, we had Logan Aguirre on who said, when you're a business owner, the only way out is to close or
that's right.
to sell. I mean, you don't, you know, you can't just, you know, decide you're not going to do this job and
that's right.
that kind of thing. So, you know, it really, when you own a business, it's a lot more entailed when you decide that you need to diverge yourself from that particular business. Mm-hmm. So, talk to our listeners about emotion around that.
So there is a lot of emotion around it for Shannon and I both. And I think for me, first of all, you're so deeply rooted in something you've created, right?
Yeah.
It runs in your blood.
Mm-hmm.
And probably much like a divorce might be.
Yes.
You kind of have to turn that off.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the time that has happened over me knowing it was time, I've been okay with it. I think that over, you know, the 8 or 9 years that I've prayed for when the day came that God prepared me for it, I think he prepared me.
Mm-hmm.
I think he made me strong.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me peace.
Mm-hmm.
And in saying that, it doesn't mean that I've not had emotion over this because you and I were talking last night and I said, I'm not a person that might show my emotion on the table. Like I probably won't cry today during this podcast because I'm past that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you have to almost search for a new strength to pull out of you to move in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like almost, you know, the SWMR emotions and feelings are one path that I've been walking and feeling and taking, you know, you take everything personal to a level of when an agent leaves, it's personal.
Yes.
It is
yes.
not business.
Yeah.
I mean, it is business, but it's personal.
Yes.
And you're hurt.
Yes.
There's a hurt deep down and there's an anger deep down
right.
that sometimes doesn't display itself in front of other people well.
Right.
So I say that if you can imagine walking that path for 13 years and then you make a decision like this and you almost have to create a new walking path.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to plant your feet in new shoes and you have to go to the right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I feel. I feel like I've had time to process this for many years that the day would come that I knew I wouldn't want to have the responsibility of being the owner anymore. But what goes along with that, Angie, is I have agents at my office that have bled SWMR.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there are a few agents that have cried over this, that have had lots of tears over
it.
And those are the agents and the friends that I have that they are so deeply rooted in SWMR, this is personal to them.
Yeah.
So that hurts me too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I understand that more than they know.
Mm-hmm.
But I've already planted my feet in the direction I have to go.
Yeah.
And so it's not been taken lightly. It is a badge of honor I will wear forever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like there are lots of things I will purge that have the SWMR logo on them.
Mm-hmm.
But for myself, I'll save some of those and put them in a box.
Yeah.
And pack them away. And it will be a great memory.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's not easy. It's not been an easy decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say along with that Murnie has been so humbling for me over this, because the first conversation was, oh my gosh, that would be so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was the reception we got.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then after that first conversation, it literally took months for all of us to get together, because there's ultimately one decision maker over there and lots of brokers and employees that craft that decision, right?
Yeah.
Of how it's going to go.
Yeah.
And so it took months to actually meet up with them. Mm-hmm. But when we did, mm-hmm. the reception was hugs. Mm-hmm. And it was just very humbling to walk back in those doors because, you know, a company we left 13 years ago, they took that personal.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Sure.
And we were dead to them
for
a while, right? But again, going back to the time heals all wounds, they opened that door and we walked in and it was as if we never left.
Yeah.
So I just want people to know that the fear can probably take over at mm-hmm. some point, mm-hmm. but you have to have the strength and you have to pray for that grace mm-hmm. that you can walk through those doors and put your feet in those shoes to move forward easily and take a new breath.
Yeah.
And I think this week, so leading up to telling our agents, I get IBS, too mm-hmm. much information, but I get IBS when I have something very stressful going on. And that I just know when my body is reacting.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I get migraines and IBS. Yeah. So you're welcome, everybody listening out there. That's how my body deals with it. And mm-hmm. so the stress of telling our agents has been a huge burden.
Yeah.
And once that burden was lifted, Shannon and I could just look at each other and say, okay, we can breathe now. They all know.
One more step closer.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We're here for them. Mm-hmm. We're going to walk this with them mm-hmm. because we have to do all the rebranding and everything mm-hmm. just like they do.
Yeah.
Now we walk through those new doors together, reforming and recommitting our business mm-hmm. to that rebranding mm-hmm. and what that looks like for all of us.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot. I think there's a couple of underlying things there that I just really want our listeners to take away from that. First of all, your point is you make the decision, you got to go with it. If you start letting fear creep in and you start backpedaling, it can be one of the worst things you ever do. You make the decision and you move forward with it.
Yes.
And luckily it turned out took time, but it was a good decision and you could move forward. But there will be times during that process where you will start to second guess yourself or question yourself. And you just have to move forward because once the decision is made, I think there's some relief that initially comes from making a decision, right? You get that initial relief.
Right.
And then there's this big stress that comes on about, okay, I made the decision. Now how are we going to implement that? How are we going to make that transition? And somewhere along the way, I think some people get lost in the fear and it becomes crippling and they can't move forward.
Yeah.
So you just have to push through. You just have to keep moving. And so you had different hurdles. You made the decision and then, you know, you had your sit down with Murnie. And then the next step you had to tell your agents. And you'd been sitting on this for a while because you had to make those decisions much in advance so that you could plan and help them try to make that decision and bridge that gap.
Exactly. And I just want to point out two things that, yes, to your point, I had a night of panic. Mm-hmm. The night before we met with them, I woke up the next morning. I was like, are we doing the right thing? Mm-hmm. I'm scared to death. I mean, my heart was racing. I was thinking of all the negatives. So the negative crept in.
Right. Yeah.
And I probably shed some tears that night of what am I doing? And, and you know, God, show me that I'm not making this decision on my own. Show me that it's you that are leading here. Mm-hmm. You're in charge.
Yeah.
And the next day I had to get in front of Shannon and he said, it's all good. This is where we're going.
Yeah.
We've made the decision.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. And so hearing his confidence behind it, I was like, okay, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
We're moving forward. So the panic does creep in.
Yeah.
And the other point I wanted to make was that when you do decide that and those moments of panic creep in, I think you have to look for all of the positives. You have to remind yourself of why you decided to do this in the first place.
Right.
And you and I have talked about the why before. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I have a picture in packing up my office. I have a picture on my desk. And we actually got it at an event that we went to together. And I believe it was a Ladies Who Launch, but it was a picture frame. And it says something to the effect of, this is my why. Uh-huh. And I have a picture of me and the girls and one baby in it.
Yeah.
And I looked at that, and that's a great reminder. You know, you have to put things in front of you to keep you moving forward.
Yes.
And to continue to remind you that you're on the right path, Tanya. Mm-hmm. And there is a lot of self-talk in that.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. 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 And if our listeners listen to our episode with Angie Wiley, we talked about living in a space of gratitude and having a good mental attitude towards things and making sure that when the fear starts to creep in, that you bring yourself back to this appreciation, this mindset of appreciation and gratitude.
Yeah.
So I'm going to shift gears just a little bit. So tell us what you're going to miss most about being an owner.
So I love that question because I think this is the part that I don't get to say to people because this would be all about me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If I were to, when we told our agents and sat down with them face to face and said, we have some news, here's what's happening. Mm-hmm. If I had given this answer and this information to them, it would have been like, wow, Tanya, could you brag anymore? Could you make this any more about you? Or could you, you know? But the answer to that is the humble brag.
Yeah.
So as a broker owner, we get a status, and I'm just going to put all these words out there, okay, Angie?
Yeah,
so
you do it.
Bear with
you
me
do
here.
It. Yeah.
This is all about me.
No. It is.
But you, as a broker owner, you're not selling your company, or you're not merging your company.
Mm-hmm.
So you still get to say, yes, I'm a business owner, I'm a broker owner in a real estate brokerage.
Yes.
That goes away for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is a humble brag. Mm-hmm. And what I want to add to that is it has brought me personally so much knowledge being able to be a broker owner.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot even express to you, and you know, I don't even have to tell you, but the amount of knowledge that I have gained in the last 13 years to not only run a business, a brokerage, but to run my own real estate business and to be at the top of my game and to be the best that I could be for my clients in selling houses and to be the best that I could be for my agents that were loyal and were nested under me and held their license, that will be one of the biggest things I miss. And it doesn't mean that there won't be new opportunities, right?
Sure.
Along with that broker owner status, and it just happened this way, that I got introduced to the board when I, you know, after I left Murnie and we opened our own company. And that was years after we had opened our own company that I got introduced to the board. And then I got to be a board president in my ownership days.
Yes.
And I could have done that just being a realtor, right? There's many people who do, but I feel like that was part of the privilege. And it just happened under that umbrella of SWM Realty, you know?
Right.
So the opportunity that being a broker owner has provided me with personally, with knowledge and with being a fellow broker in the community, it's something that I will truly miss.
Yeah.
And I still, just for the people who don't understand, I still hold a broker's license. I just am not a broker at Murnie. I have a broker's license and will be a broker associate, broker salesperson, and be selling real estate. So, and that was the whole reason for this, for me to get back to just working on my team and working on selling real estate and not having the responsibility of the brokerage any longer.
Right. Well, and you've talked a lot about, I know something you're really proud of is the fact that you were in charge of building culture at your company.
Yeah.
So I have to think that that's also something that, looking back, you're really proud of and something that you might miss because you don't have, now you're going to fit into someone else's culture, right?
Correct.
And
yes.
And you're a part of that culture, but it's not something you created. And, you know, you created a family feel. There's a big difference between a boutique, smaller brokerage and a very large brokerage. So it's going to be a lot different from you, for you. You came from there, so it's not going to be a shock or a surprise. But there's probably a lot of people out there that just don't understand how completely different the two entities really are.
You're right.
Because when you're small and you're at the top, you are the broker. You create that culture and that you get to choose who's on your team, if you will, and you get to choose people that you feel like are a good reflection of the culture that you created. That they treat clients the same way that you treat them.
Yeah.
So there's a whole litany of things that come with that.
You're
and,
right.
And I'm sure that's something you'll miss as well.
It is, and something I'll always be proud of. That was the one thing I told my partners when we got ready to start. You let me create the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And they did.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
we, you know, that is part of the reason I feel like we were successful.
Yeah.
Is we were able to be boutique. We were able to have that hometown, small brokerage feel,
mm-hmm.
and we
mm-hmm.
became a family. And those people mm-hmm. will always be family, right? They're dear, dear friends of mine, and they feel like family now. So, yes, I will miss that. And going into a large brokerage, that was the whole reason we left to begin with,
mm-hmm.
is we wanted a different feel. So mm-hmm. that's something for me that I'm really going to have to work on.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, my plan is to immerse myself mm-hmm. into the Murney culture
mm-hmm.
and to go to trainings and to go to meetings and to be mm-hmm. there as much as possible because that feeds me.
Yeah.
You know, it's fed me for 13 years and
I'm gonna
receive it in a different way.
Yes.
But I think that it will still empower me to feel a part of a new company.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
making the change, I'm going to need that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, for sure.
So
what are you looking forward to now that that responsibility is going to be off your shoulders?
Well, the obvious, spending more time with my daughters
mm-hmm.
and my grandkids
mm-hmm.
and just a couple of personal things. Shannon and I have been geared for 13 years to get up and go to the office.
Yes.
And I am that person anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But 13 years ago, I had kids at home.
Yeah.
You know, I was still raising kids in my house.
Yeah.
And so getting up and going to the office when we were at Murney and I was just a realtor there before the 13 years, it was a completely different life of mine, right?
Mm-hmm.
That I don't...
Yeah.
I look back at that, and it is completely different time and space.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to work out more, and I want to commit to a gym.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a gym person. I'm going to mm-hmm. become a gym person
mm-hmm.
because I need it in my life.
Yeah.
And I want to stay at home, and, you know, beautiful mornings such as this one, I want to go out and walk in the morning versus
mm-hmm.
saving it for the night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an office that I have to get up and be to by 7:30 or 8,
right.
You know, and that has been, that'll be a change of pace for me, but one that I'm looking forward
to,
you know, and just being able to work beside Madden versus me barking out orders and running out the door, you know, for us to be able to grow our team better
mm-hmm.
and me be involved in that.
Right.
And I think she needs that. I know she needs that. She needs to see me there working on it with her.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm looking forward to the most.
Good.
And more time with friends.
Yeah.
More breakfasts, more lunches, more happy hours that I'm not working.
Yeah.
I make time for that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
That's good. I'm excited for you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
So, Angie, we're going to switch gears here, but let's take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsors.
All right.
And we'll be right back.
Great leadership isn't about a title. It's about influence, impact, and the ability to navigate change with confidence. Many leaders struggle to communicate their vision, inspire their teams, and make strategic decisions that drive results. Without the right tools, performance and progress can stall. That's where iChem help.
I'm Angie Mullings. With decades of experience, I can deliver a dynamic keynote and conduct hands-on workshops that equip leaders to lead authentically and create lasting impact. Ready to invest in a more engaged and high-performing team? Reach out today to schedule a consultation.
And we're back. So we're talking about change and transition. And if you've missed my reasoning for shutting down a brokerage after 13 years, go back and listen to the beginning of this podcast. But now we're going to switch gears because Angie has some news that probably a lot of people don't know about yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Angie, why don't you tell our listeners what your news is?
And it kind of coincides with Tanya's news.
It does.
It does. You know, again, you've talked about letting God lead, and I feel like this whole thing was sort of serendipitous that I found out in, I don't even remember when it was. It was earlier this year. I'm going to say early summer. That I was told that my building was going to sell. The building where my office is located was being sold.
Right.
And so I was hit with that news. And I had, when I moved to that building in 2019, my plan was to stay there and end my career there. Mm-hmm. Because I put a lot of money into that building. It was a bank building before. And we turned it into a beautiful office. And so that was my plan. I had worked out a 5-year lease agreement with, I think, 3 extensions. So I knew I could be there minimum of 10 years and beyond. And the owner had expressed to me that he never intended to sell this building. Mm. And so it was a great partnership between he and I. He helped remodel the building, and I put in money. And so then when he came to me and said, I've been made an offer and it's one I can't turn down, I couldn't begrudge him for that,
sure.
Even though it meant upheaval in my life, mm-hmm. and the lives and businesses of everyone who works with me. It was kind of a kick in the gut in the beginning, mm-hmm. and the process took a long time. That actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I think it started in April or May, because I left on just a little mini vacation at the end of July, and I got a phone call the day I left that said, it's closing next week. Mm. And they'd been doing all this due diligence, and it's selling to a bank, and so they want to turn it back into a bank. So bottom line, I couldn't stay there anymore.
Right.
And so I got the call, and that it was selling, closing the very next week, so it was all this due diligence that had been going on, and then boom, we're closing, which mm-hmm. in our world just typically does not happen that way.
No, you know, and commercial deals are different than
for sure.
a residential. And
yes.
so they could have done due diligence up until the week before closing,
yeah.
and then it falls apart because they didn't get what they wanted
exactly.
or they found something
exactly.
they didn't want to find.
Yeah.
So you saying that you suddenly knew it was going to close in August, that actually happened.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it did. And you're right. We don't know. We put deals together all the time, but sometimes things happen and things fall through, especially during that
yes.
due diligence period. So I guess I might have been in a little bit of denial during that it might fall through, because it just seemed like it was going on and on and on. And me not being a party to that transaction, mm-hmm. I didn't know all the specifics. But my landlord kept me in up to date as much as he could, but there were times when he didn't really know,
right.
you know, either. So anyway, got the call. So I knew when I came back from that little mini vacation that I was going to have to get on it. I was going to have to find us a place to go. We had another, I think, 10 months left on our lease, but I just knew what it was going to be like during that time. They needed to get in and have their IT people come in, and they're, you know, they were fixing things and they're doing things to the building to prepare for them to come in. And I just thought I don't need upheaval in our lives and
right.
our business.
Yeah.
And I just thought it would be a win-win for both of us if I just got out early.
Yeah.
And so I in earnest started thinking about what does that look like? Because again, when I went into that office in 2019, and you alluded to it, things have changed a ton.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I have 6,800 square feet, and now no one comes into the office because
right.
COVID changed all that.
Right.
They come in for our weekly meetings, and they come in occasionally, and it's there for them to use. And luckily, you know, we can have some events there and things and use the building. But on a day-to-day basis, not 6,800 square feet is being used.
No.
So I knew I wanted a smaller space, and the commercial industry right now is it's just tough. There's just not a lot out there. There's specifically not a lot out there in that 3,500 square foot range. Right. And Tanya just happened to mention that she had a lease that she may need to do figure out what to do with. And so I'm moving into SWMR's old space.
That's right.
And it's just been such a, I think it's been a relief for both of us.
Oh, my gosh.
Just has been a godsend because I didn't, you know, having already spent a ton of money to redo a space, I knew I did not want to do that again. I had looked at a couple of spaces that would require a lot of renovation for it to be what I wanted it to be, because I'm not going backwards. You know, I have a certain level of design and that I want to maintain, and a certain level of industry, you know, specific that I want to maintain. So I couldn't just go and stick my people in a, you know, a square box that was dark and dingy and needed
didn't feel right,
didn't feel good. And I've been to your office several times. We've met there, and it has a good feel, and just thought it's laid out really well, and I wouldn't have to do a darn thing to it. It's move-in ready. And the fact that I can go there, it's a sublet. So I can be there for the remainder of your term and see if it works for us. And if it doesn't, we can do something else.
That's
but I just think it's a perfect landing spot for us, and it – it just, it's good for all those involved.
Yes. So, and what I'm hearing you say, Angie, is that being able to move to not only an office that's already ready to go, you literally have to move your furniture in and and you're set up. You're ready,
ready to go.
Ready
Let's
to work.
Business. Yeah.
But that the timing was perfect.
It really was. It really was.
And, you know, I'm going to go back to, I started praying about this 8 years ago that God would line it up. And from Shannon and I's perspective, we knew we had 2 years left in our lease. And we knew earlier this year that we were ready to, you know, to be done with that responsibility of the brokerage. And that meant two things, that we had to make sure we could sublease it and to go out and start looking for that, and or we had to pay our lease in full and be done, which would be a large amount of money, but we were prepared for that when we made our decision. So when we started talking about this decision, you didn't yet know all of the information about your office. And so I say all of this, or I say that, to remind everyone that, you know, sometimes the stars align because there's somebody bigger in charge.
Yeah, for sure.
Knowing the needs and ahead of time that we just didn't know. And so for this to line up and, you know, our relationship in knowing one another, I had to tell her confidentially when she told me confidentially that she had to get out of her space. And me offering you that, you know, well, our space is actually available. Would you consider that? So it took a huge burden off of both of us. Huge.
It really did.
And it gives you time for your future of where you're going to be, if you're going to stay there, if you need to be in a different place, for you to take those 2 years to figure that out.
I think it provides all kinds of opportunities. We still have room for growth, which is something that I'm kind of focused on. And it gives us room for that. And then, like I said, we're only tied in for 2 years. So if we need to, if we outgrow it and we need to move or just isn't meeting our needs, then we have the option to do that. So it really is a win-win.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Angie, let me ask you real quick, how have your agents taken this? Because again, you're not selling a company, but this is a big change. Even if your agents don't work out of that office every day, they come there for meetings. They come there for any kind of service they need from your company, which right. is a lot of things probably.
Yeah.
So how do they feel about it?
I think overall they feel, I mean, I prepared them months ago, right? That this is, I mean, as soon as I knew right. that the building was being bought, I let them know. I try to be as transparent as I can. There are times yes. when I can't, you know, just like I knew I was going to take over your space, but I couldn't tell them until you told your right. agents.
Yes.
And but I try to be as transparent as possible. So they knew we were going to have to move. They understood the pressure to find something, what I was looking for. And I made the announcement the day after you made your announcement to your agents. And yeah, overall, it's been really positive.
Good.
And I think they understand that we don't use that space. Nobody's married to that space anyway. I
right.
mean, it's a great space. I walked in this morning and I was like, you know, I probably should start taking pictures off the wall because we're going to move. But this space just makes me feel good.
Right.
I mean, you want to go to work somewhere where
it makes you feel good.
Makes yes. you feel good, and you can walk in and you know, the great thing about my personal office now within the office is upstairs, and I look out over Battlefield. At your office, I'll be in the back office where you are now,
yeah.
and I'll look out into green space.
Yes.
You know, so I've got windows, I've got light, I've got, you
yes.
know, so many places you look at. It's a box with no windows except for the front, and that's just I need light and
yeah.
I need a space to, you know, you've got a little courtyard or whatever between the buildings. I can go
yes.
out and walk,
yep.
and so.
Yep.
Anyway, and it's, you know, on South National, so it's good location-wise.
Yes.
I was joking before that I've never been in 65807, so it'll be my first journey into a new zip code, 65807.
We welcome you, Angie.
Yeah, thank you. So anyway, it's good. We both have, adapted. And,
yes.
And, you know, some changes, your change was that you made a decision. To
yeah.
change. Some
yeah.
changes are forced on you.
That's right. Yeah.
And I think, you know, as we start to wrap up here, that we just have to believe that whether it's a change you decide to make or a change that's forced on you, that better days are ahead, there is a reason why things are happening the way they are. And you have
yeah.
to believe that it's the right path for you, and you have to embrace that and move forward, as we've talked about.
Yeah, absolutely. And something that's resonated with me is that there's power in the peace.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have mm-hmm. peace
mm-hmm.
and you can say, okay, I'm going to put those shoes on today and I'm walking to the right.
Yeah, yeah.
There's power in that,
yeah.
you know, and,
yeah.
and there's power to reset your mindset.
Yeah.
And
yes.
for both of us,
yes.
we've had to have a reset
mm-hmm.
with our
mm-hmm.
mindset of location for you
mm-hmm.
and what that's going to look like.
Right.
And location and namesake for me and
mm-hmm.
what that's going to look like.
Yeah.
And it's all going to be great.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
The future's bright.
It is.
It is.
Yes.
Thank you so much for tuning in and for listening to us. We hope that something we've shared today will help you in your journey. And if we said something that might help a friend, please share this episode.
Yes, please do. And thank you to our premier sponsor, Great American Title, and of course, Gershman Mortgage for recording with us. We will catch you guys on the next episode.
See ya.
Find today's full video by searching the Simply Authentic Podcast on YouTube. Hit subscribe, and there you will find full videos of every episode.